Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We now come to a pivot point in the story, introduced with an overview of David's whole rule, though he was only at the 7.5-year point of his reign. Quote, David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. 2 Samuel 5, verses 4 and 5. As he had moved north from Ziklag to establish a central location in Judah at Hebron, so now he wants to establish his kingdom's headquarters at Jerusalem, on the border between Judah and Israel. But the decision was not based merely on geographical strategy. 9 times in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord spoke about a special place in the promised land called, quote, the place where the Lord your God chooses, Deuteronomy 12, verse 5, or, quote, the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide, verse 11, or, quote, the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name, verse 21. At this point in history, it was called Jebus, capital of the Jebusites. Yet it had been Salem in the days of Abraham and Melchizedek, where the king of righteousness and peace had brought bread and wine to the father of the faithful. It was near that place where Abraham brought his son to offer him, and whose king, Adonizedek, had been defeated by Joshua when the sun supernaturally shone to bring victory to Israel. And David had brought Goliath's head there, perhaps to Skull Hill. Could David have connected the dots, realizing that one would come to this city to die when the sun refused to shine, who is pictured in Melchizedek and Isaac and Joshua, yes, and David too, the place where they put the name in accusation over his head? Yes, that place.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.